You're listening to the following program on TFN Audio from the Fantasy Network, where independent creators and fans of fantasy, sci-fi, horror, and gaming meet to create, stream, and support the shows that they love. Creator-distributed, fan-supported, that's TFN. Find this and many more great programs at watch.thefantasy.network/audio.
The Forge Studios presents Outlawed Faith, the audio drama, written by J. Lo and Ron Newcomb. Copyright The Forge Studios, LLC. Chapter 1.
I ain't much for words. She was a good woman and deserved better than the life I provided. Your mama loved you, boy. Now get back to them stables and help me saddle my horse. A man ain't nothing if he can't protect his family. A GF is always overreaching, and then when you need them, nothing. Remember this, boy. Never trust a GF for a job a man needs to do himself.
My pa held me tight with those big colossal hands of his for a long spell.
Here.
When he tossed me that cold steel, it spoke volumes to me then. Yeah, still does now. Nothing fancy. Nothing high tech. Just simple. But deadly.
Now you hold on to that revolver for me. And if the time comes, let it be your guide and let those initials remind you where you came from. I'll be back by sunrise. Now climb up on the eastern hill and wait. I love you, boy.
I sat on that hill for 3 days. I was unmoving. I was hopeful. I was steadfast. And when I came down from that hill, I was unknown, desperate, changed. No family, just lost.
Oh my, what a poor little boy. What did you do?
Well, I came down off that hill and I've been letting that revolver guide me ever since, just like my daddy said. You know, I ain't never told that story to no one. But that was some 20 years back now. Now, what is this you cooking me for breakfast?
I have many wonderful qualities. But I have learned today that cooking is not one of them.
No, it's not. But tell me more about these other wonderful qualities of yours, darling.
I do have something for you.
What? What is this?
Kalta, you okay? Talk to me. Things can finally be different. We can get that ranch you're always going on about with the wraparound porch.
We can't do this.
We might not feel qualified, but maybe that's the first step in the journey.
This isn't a journey I want to take.
That picture is our baby, Kalta. Ours. This is our chance at a family. You can see that, can't you?
Families fall apart.
Don't you believe in us?
Cass, listen. I love you. I do. But I can't be a father. I don't want to be a father. I thought you knew that, honey. This... I'm sorry, baby, but you gotta fix this. Cass.
Now what are you up to, Coulter, with that pretty little lass of yours? Hey, Coulter. Do me a favor and let Cassie know that I'll be by later this evening. Would you do that for me? What's so funny?
Not much. Small men with big mouths tickle me.
Bring the boys together, Jarvis.
All right, gather up, boys, and stand by for assignments.
You telling me that the only one that paid up today is Colton? Damn it, boys. Maybe if you'd all stop playing grab ass, we'd not be in our current situation. Colta is the only one among you that got something for me. Is that right? Is that what I'm seeing? Come up here, Colta. You keep this up, boy, and you'll find yourself up here on the permanent. Maybe even leading the way. Bando will have jobs, but a few things. Jarvis, you and your boys are going to do the Sanford exchange to ensure everything goes off without any problems. And take Colta here with you. For the rest of you, find Quimby and CopperCon and get what's mine. I want my money. You understand me? Bring me my damn money or the gold in their teeth.
Colta, come here. Now, we know you ain't qualified, but you're going to run with the big boys, so says Barnabas. So the exchange is at 8 p.m., but before we swing by, we're going to run another drop.
Barnabas was very clear on what he needed us to do.
See, he don't know about this. I got a lead on a GF fuel haul, and apparently I need to get back in his good graces, wouldn't you say? So we'll drop by on the quick and scoop it up and roll out. This will give Barnabas and the ranch 50,000 divare worth of fuel. You understand that? 50,000. Besides, I've been planning this a long while now.
The GF, you said? Okay, I'm in.
There are three paths presented to you.
Dice Tower Theater presents Dawn of Dragons and Fantasy Audio Drama.
Ambush!
For old intents, I should have you exiled.
Time to wait.
The Sunless.
Dice Tower Theater, now appearing on TFN Audio from the Fantasy Network. Creator distributed, fan supported.
Everyone, please find your seats and prepare for re-entry burn. Do buckle up.
What are those initials for, mister? BH.
What?
The initials in the handle of your gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a stick-up! Keep your hands and feet where I can see them and by your side at all times. I assure you, you want to try God before you try me. We can get through this quickly and smoothly, and this will be an epic story that you can tell the youngins in the future.
I'm gonna need everyone to relieve themselves of any and all weaponry, baubles, paper, handhelds, well, hell, anything worth anything, or threats will quickly turn to history. Now my large, morose friend here has a plain black bag. As he strolls down the aisle, please drop your valuables into that plain black bag. Well, what do we have here? How did they pour all that goodness into that little tiny dress? I just want a peek. Oh! Ooh, full of surprises, ain't you, darling? Now, what's on the end of that pretty gold chain? Now, sweetie, you know religion is outlaw. Ain't you just the rule breaker? Well, isn't that nice? Those certainly feel authentic. Ow, 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 what the hell?
I don't think the lady appreciates how you're treating her right now. So I suggest you get your duffel bag, or I'm gonna treat you worse.
I hate that guy.
Matt, stay with the passengers. Get him up!
Just like I told you, I know how you like stealing from the GL.
They're the only people I like stealing from. And them guards, they were not part of the plan.
Now, set these cutters. Be out of burn in a few.
Rod's here. He's in place. Reel him in.
Bring it in. Omar, you in place?
Go ahead. Let her rip. Watch out now. You'll be wrecking the deck of my ship. Latch down them sails. Work, boys. We're out of here.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be the last of them. So long, boys. Until next time.
Good job, all. And well done, mighty Coulter. But you shouldn't ought to have grabbed me back there.
Jarvis, I'm gonna let you in on something. I really don't like you. So if I was you, I would thank the God above that I didn't make you swallow that hand back there.
Yeah, you're too tough for me.
Let's do this.
End of chapter 1. Outlawed Faith, the audio drama, was produced and directed by Ron Newcomb. Written by J. Lowe and Ron Newcomb. Cast, in order of appearance. James Herron as Micah. Lion Beckwith as Colta Blackhand. Amanda Schaefer as Cassie. Dave Coyne as Jarvis. Wesley White as Barnabas. Nathan Moe as Porter. Braden Newcomb as Kid on Train. Heather Moe as Woman on Train. Justin Moe as Omar. In-studio voice director, Justin Moe. Editing and sound design by Justin Moe. Artwork by Salvatore Tabi. Outlawed Faith, the audio drama, is presented by The Forge Studios. Copyright The Forge Studios, LLC.